Some scientists believe all of humanity has a common ancestor, mitochondrial Eve, who lived 150,000 years ago. They say her mitochondrial DNA has been passed down from mother to daughter through the millennia. Simply by having a mother, you're related to her. Well, commentator Paul Ford thinks she has something in common with his mother.
You have to wonder what sort of mother she was, old mitochondrial Eve. Was she nurturing or a nag? Did she keep a nice cave? Did she chew the raw meat for her children thoroughly before passing it into their mouths? Or was she too hurried, just a few quick bites and spit? What would she make of us 150,000 years later? I can almost hear her voice on my answering machine. Paul, this is mitochondrial Eve. Remember your mother? Could you pick up the phone? It's about your brothers. All 3 billion of them. It's hard to imagine that family tree, the size of it. So many branches and leaves, all with a common root. Maybe we should look at it another way. For each of us, time is a line that starts at birth. Take that line and make it the radius of a circle. Spin it around the birth point. Now you have a family disk instead of a family tree. The perimeter growing as the minutes tick away, 150,000 years in radius, and every child would be another circle overlapping that one, and every grandchild a disk overlapping that one, billions of them shifting constantly at the growing edges as people marry and divorce, and new circles pop into being as points of light, all of it radiating out from that common point, that single mother in the center. In a few weeks, my own mother is leaving the Pennsylvania town where she's lived for over 60 years and moving to a small house by a stream in Mount Savage, Maryland. She wants a fresh start, and she's convinced that she doesn't have much stuff to move, that she can move it herself. But my brother and I, we see a whole life, hundreds of boxes, crates of plates and books, far more than any one person can handle, more than he and I can handle. So we're chipping in to get movers. My mother is twice as old as I am. Her circle is twice as wide as mine. When she dies, she'll have found her edge, her perimeter. And if I'm still going, my edge will move outwards, away from hers, like raindrops in a pond falling after the other. I think I know why she can't see all those boxes, why she couldn't understand how much work it will be to move them. Because all those boxes represent just one life, her own. And it doesn't feel that heavy to her. It doesn't look that big. But my brother and I, from the vantage point of our smaller circles, we can see how large her life really is and how much there is to move. Those lives just get bigger and bigger. The boxes just get heavier and heavier as you go back to the center of the circle. But in exchange, there are more children to do the moving. Until you get to mitochondrial Eve, those 150 millennia ago, and the billions of us here now. And maybe that's all we're doing at the edge of human time, collectively moving her boxes, setting up a house with many rooms, as big as the world.
Paul Ford lives in Brooklyn and writes at ftrain.com.